Good morning, sports fans, and welcome back to another edition of the Sunday Tailgate here at the National Football Post. For those of you on the East Coast today, enjoy the shoveling that you're about to entail leading into the 1 o'clock games as a blizzard has pummeled the Northeast, pushing back the Baltimore games, the Philadelphia games, snowing in my Volkswagen Jetta, and basically putting an end to everyone's weekend early. We're going to talk some games today. We're going to talk some fantasy football, joined as always by Snake Eyes Matt Bowen. That nickname is still a joke, in my opinion. Bowen, what's going on?
I'm doing good, man. We don't got the snow like you guys do. And I think Wes Bunning panicked yesterday like it was the end of the world, buying up all the soup cans at the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
Talking about having to shovel himself out of his house. Bunning, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Bunning, you're on the line right now. You produce these things. Explain your whereabouts Saturday morning. The weather forecast called for snow, so you completely shut down everything. But what? What is it you were doing all day?
No, my old man had to get the trucks ready. He's out plowing today, and he had to change a tire. So I had to go out and help him change a tire, and I drove my car in the morning. And then he was in his big rig getting ready to plow, and I had to drive back in, you know, my little Ford Taurus, and it was slipping and sliding all over the place. So that's why I was struggling to get back. That's why I couldn't get back in time.
Now, let me ask you a question. You live out near Amish country in Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
You do not live near Amish country.
What's near? I live like 30 miles from there.
Well, near would be if you lived in San Diego, you would not be near Amish country. When you're 30 miles from Amish country, that would be near Amish country. Would you agree?
Okay, so I'm somewhat near Amish country.
Now, that being established, are you riding around in a horse and buggy like they are? Because we weren't able to get a hold of you for about 6 hours. So I'm just trying to figure out what exactly it was that was taking up so much of your morning.
No, it was getting the tires changed, Joe. I swear, we have automobiles here that I drive in. No horse and buggies in Lancaster for me, at least.
Okay, Bunnings, the blizzard of 2009 that sent him into a panic aside. Bowen, we got a guest on the line today. Who is it?
Oh, bringing in Cousin Mike, a.k.a. the Big Puma.
The Puma.
We're going to talk about our fantasy team, which is 11-3. Get into some of the action and just dissect some of these ballgames, Joe.
Puma, you're on the line. Where are you calling in from?
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Have you ever been to Lou Malinati's?
Yes, I have been several times.
I've seen your physique. I can agree that you've probably been there several times.
That makes easy.
11-3, your fantasy squad is. You guys were on the bye last week. Now, you and Bowen, let's set the page here for the listeners. You two share a team. Is that correct?
Well, I let him tag along. I pretty much all the shots and let him make a decision. Speaking of that, we need to have a word about your Derek Ward recommendation this year.
You're a little upset about that, I take it.
In spite of that, we're still the number one seed, so that just shows what kind of insight we have. But yeah, it was adamant that we take Derek Ward over Pierre Thomas on your recommendation.
Now, I understand you're upset with that. Now, let me ask you a question. This is a keeper league. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah.
And Chris Johnson from the Tennessee Titans, he's on your team. Am I also correct in assuming that?
You are correct.
Now, did you know about Chris Johnson coming out of East Carolina last year? Was that something that you were all over, or was that a recommendation that came from me as well?
It was not really a recommendation. I knew about him. It's a confirmation.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that I've done nothing but hurt your team. To help it. Bowen, you're the minority owner in this team, Mike.
Yeah, pretty much. But I pay the same amount of money as Puma, so it doesn't really make any sense. I mean, yeah, I've made some bad calls this year. I'll agree to that. But Puma made some bad calls starting Jarius Norwood last week, so it goes hand in hand.
A little dissension amongst the ranks. Is this a situation like in Chicago where Lovey could stay, but offensive coordinator Ron Turner could be out? Is that what we're looking at here? Are you two good enough to be able to move through this season and then stick it out next year? Basically what we want to know is, what's it like inside the front office?
More like Al Davis and Lane Kiffin.
With you being Al Davis, Puma?
Yes, I am Al Davis. So, in fact, Matthew's maybe getting a letter FedEx to him here shortly.
Now, you guys, 11-3, coming off a bye, so entering round two of the playoffs. Is that where you're at right now, man?
No, actually, we're only four teams make the playoffs.
So no bye, but you're the number one seed.
Number one seed, looking to go to the championship game for the fourth straight year.
Who are the key matchups we want to look at? Today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit of fantasy. We're going to talk a little bit about the premier matchups. Let's start and break this team down a little bit. Who are the key components, the key players that have gotten this team to where you guys stand right now?
Well, you got to start with Manning. I mean, we're riding Manning from Thursday night.
Eli Manning, I take it.
No, Peyton.
No, Peyton. Okay, there are two, so feel free to clarify.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, the good one. We're talking about Peyton. What did he get us? What did he get us, Puma? 26 points?
Yeah, 26. I mean, would have got 28, but your boy Dallas Clark from Iowa dropped the pass. And then
That's true. Not too many fantasy relevant players from Iowa, which just goes to show you the Big Ten pretty much means nothing at this point. What do you got? You got Dallas Clark, you got Sean Green, who's irrelevant, and that's pretty much it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Liddell's out. We had Liddell on our team this year. I felt bad, but you know, Puma cut him without asking me. We got some good players, though, Joe. I mean, like you said, Chris Johnson. We got Turner. We're hoping Turner's going to be
entire. Yeah, pretty much the entire Falcons backfield.
Yeah, we got Turner, Norwood, and Snelling.
And Snelling, just in case, you know, just in case something happens.
Steve Smith from the Giants at wideout. Megatron from the Lions. So we got some key players. We put a big move by Puma. I'll give him that last week. We picked up Fred Davis.
Excellent tight end option. I believe it's four touchdowns over the last 3 weeks. He's been the key tight end for me on the NFP Experts team when Owen Daniels went down for the season. Davis was the first guy signed. We brought him in for a workout. He ended up winning the job, and he's performed admirably. He might get a contract extension at the end of the year if he can keep it up against the Giants on Monday night.
Yeah,
we brought in – we had Owen Daniels as well, and then we brought in Ben Watson. And he got a bus ticket last week and back in and brought in Freddie D.
Well, Freddie D's been delivering.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys on our team, though. I mean, step up and win a title or, you know, most likely you're not going to be back next year. We're taking that approach, Joe, and we're very hard. We run the front office very, very tough. I don't want to say – probably a combination of Al Davis and Dan Snyder in Washington. We expect perfection. We overpay on some guys, but if you don't perform, you're gone.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's how you got to be. You want to be strict. You want – as those two have proven that time and time again, losing seasons put people in the seat. So don't worry about it. I mean, those two have done such a fine job so far. Let me ask you a question, Puma. As the expert general manager that you are, you've got a big matchup with all those Atlanta Falcons in the backfield. They travel to New York to play the Jets. Excuse me, one of the top fantasy run defenses in the league. They've been locking down everybody. Are you going to try to start one of those three against the Jets tomorrow in the blizzard? Or I should say today, I'm already thinking about Monday Night Football. What's the plan? Is any of them going to get a crack at the lineup?
Well, I think, as I mentioned before, we're kind of in a conundrum because we have Derek Ward, who we're counting on for big minutes this year, and basically he's done nothing. So I think we're going to roll with Chris Johnson and Arian Foster from the Texans, and then just kind of see who gets who we think is going to get the carries. I think it's probably going to be right now leaning towards old Snell because he gets the goal line carries, and you know with the weather and stuff, we'll probably keep the ball on the ground a lot. So just looking for about 8 or 10 points from one of those guys. We don't need them to carry us.
You got a big night for Manning on Thursday, so you're already off to a hot start. But one issue I see, Calvin Johnson questionable with a knee today against the Arizona Cardinals. Another running back you guys might be able to pick up, Maurice Morris, excuse me, who's stepping in for the injured Kevin Smith, who went down with a knee injury last week. You guys only get four transactions a year in your league, though. Am I right in assuming that?
Get eight, and we've used them all already. So,
well, it's all right. You've only got 2 weeks left.
Yeah, I mean, if someone goes down, we're screwed.
Well, let me ask you a question. the opponent, the guy you're going against in this semifinal showdown today, who's he got on the roster?
Let's see. He's got Mendenhall, who was running back. Mendenhall, Forte, and
Forte.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Forte, Mendenhall. Who's his other running back? Some other bum.
Forte's got the Ravens, and Mendenhall's got a real tough matchup with the Packers, who defense today.
Yeah. He's got Larry Fitzgerald and Santonio Holmes. And Fitzgerald, I'm still bitter about last year as he cost us the title. For some reason, he's in a 47-0 game, and he caught that 80-yard touchdown pass.
In the snow against New England.
Team Chubby ended up losing by 10 points, and that was a 14-point play.
I remember that. I was at the bars. Bowen, you were texting me about that.
Yeah,
that
was
an awful way to go down. And a lot of stories were written about what that play did in so many different fantasy leagues. You guys weren't alone in taking it on the chin with that one. Interesting game we just kind of touched over there. Rashard Mendenhall and the Steelers play host to the Green Bay Packers. Packers have been red hot lately. Steelers have been losing left and right. Polamalu's out again this week. Puma, your thoughts from a non-fantasy perspective and who wins this game and why?
I'm going to say Pittsburgh's going to win just because they're going to come back, they'll win, and everyone will get all hyped up and think they're back, and then they'll end up blowing a few games. But I just don't see Green Bay going into Pittsburgh and winning that game.
So you would take Pittsburgh and lay the points? I believe it's 2 or 2.5 right now?
Yeah, I'd lay the points. And like I said, with my luck, we'll probably see Santonio Holmes and Rashard Mendenhall go off for about 200 yards apiece and send us out of the playoffs.
Well, if Santonio Holmes is matched up with Charles Woodson, you can feel pretty good about that. That'd be like having Roddy White go up against Darrell Revis tomorrow, which I'm keeping Roddy White on the bench in two leagues, and most people should as well. Revis has locked out everyone this year. What is it? Colston, T.O. twice, Randy Moss twice, Sims Walker, Steve Smith, Andre Johnson, all of those guys have combined for 2 touchdowns. No one's gone over 50 yards receiving against Revis of that whole collection of players. So he's look for him to lock down Roddy White later today. Bowen, your thoughts on the Packers game. You were talking about this earlier. You had your Pick'em article up on Friday. I'm going to be honest, I didn't really read it because your picks are usually, middle of the road. Who do you got in this one?
I like Green Bay. I like them because they're hot and they're playing better defense than Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh doesn't make any plays in defense. We saw it. You know, the last time I played against Cleveland, how can you play Brady Quinn and not force an interception, not force a fumble? But the one thing I am concerned about is the offensive line of Green Bay. I'm pretty sure, you know, in those last – their 5-game winning streak here, they've only given up 11 sacks compared to 37 the first 8 games of the year. Mm-hmm. I think Dick LeBeau is going to try to create some turnovers by, you know, just sending more people than they can block. And it just depends on how Rodgers reacts – if they can max protect and run those 2-man routes. But it's going to be a close game. It's on the road, outside. The weather's going to be rough. Rodgers is going to have to play well. The offensive line is going to have to give him some time like they have in the last couple of weeks. I think it's a close game. I'm taking the Packers in the 2.5.
Bunning, you're still on the line. Speaking of weather, you allegedly were out in the snow yesterday for about 6 hours. How is this going to play a factor in all these games? What's it like trying to get your foot planted? What's it like trying to get traction out in that snow?
It's nasty, Joe. It took me about 45 minutes to get home, and usually 10-minute trip, 15 miles per hour uphill, 20 down. It's nasty. Guys are going to be struggling today.
Did you have the option to drive faster, or do you just naturally drive very, very slow when you're on the road?
No, I always go, a little over speed limit, Joe, but with the snow, the harsh conditions here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you got to err on the side of caution, my man.
Do you have one or two horses pulling your buggy?
I mean, Wes, it's like a Lifetime movie, man.
And that's a legitimate question right there. Is it one or two horses, Wes?
Well, we actually got the – all right, Till. Shut up, you guys.
All right, so it is two horses. Let's move to another game, one that won't be affected by snow. And had Bunning been living there, he would have been able to get his job done yesterday. I'm talking about San Diego Chargers hosting Cincinnati Bengals. This game is going to pretty much be for that second – what is it? First-round bye. That's what I'm looking for in this one. Chris Henry, the death of Chris Henry this week – this is the second time Cincinnati's had to deal with something like this. Defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer's wife passed away earlier in the year. Cincinnati rallied that week and went on the road to beat the Ravens. This week they've got a Chargers team that's won, I believe, 16 straight in December. It's basically two teams that, you know, I don't know how to get a gauge on this. Puma, you're a handicapper. Do you think it's the motivating factor for the Bengals that pulls through in this one, or San Diego at home, awesome in December, they end up covering?
I think, what's the spread on that?
I think it's close to a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's just, you know, I think it's going to be too much to overcome with what's happened with Cincinnati, you know, this week. And I think bottom line is that San Diego's just a lot better. And I think they're going to, I think they win by probably two touchdowns. Going away. They just got too many weapons for Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's been having real trouble moving the ball lately, it seems like. So I take the Bolts and Nate Caton, who was also a member of Team Shelby and an Iowa alum. He might be the most relevant Iowa alum in fantasy. So
that could be the best Iowa alum on the market.
That says a lot when you're your biggest ones are Nate Caton and Matt Bowen.
Bowen, here's a question. Did anyone ever tell you when you were in the league that they drafted you as an IDP player?
No. What are you, nuts? Why would you do that? That's just an automatic loss.
Well, you get points for pass deflections and tackles. Did you ever have a game where you got a couple of tackles and a pass deflection? Were you ever
Yeah, I had a couple of those, but not that anyone would remember. No, I wasn't very good, man. I wasn't good enough to be an IDP player. In fact, the defenses I played on in Washington with the ball coach were terrible. With Greg, we were better, but still not a fantasy defense you'd want to take.
So you've never been, in the 7 years you were in the league, you were never a relevant part of the fantasy football world, despite being an NFL player.
No.
I would always pick up his defense, but there was a few years that I had to cut strings about midway through.
So because your family, you'd go ahead and pick him up just to show some loyalty, but you'd realize real quick it was getting you nowhere.
Yeah, when he's getting torched by Keyshawn. These fantasy games, I would... You know, family or not, you got to go.
It's about business and it's about money. And when it gets to a certain point, you guys, you know what? You two have an interesting story. Bowen, you've told this before. Before we get to more games, there's an interesting story between you two. You were in Las Vegas 1 year, and you were both hit with a little bit of bad luck. Bowen, why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, we went out to Vegas. We're meeting up with some guys, and we got there. But first of all, Puma convinced me that if you go to Vegas the day early, you know, if you leave on a Thursday, it's a cheaper flight.
Of course.
Yeah, but you also lose more money because you're there an extra day. He forgets to tell you that part about it. But, you know, I got there. I just checked into the room.
Where were you guys staying?
Where were we staying? At MGM, Yeah, MGM. We're staying at the MGM. I had a couple of beers. Michael's like, I'm going to go down to tables for a little bit. And Coach Gibbs called. I'm in my Vegas hotel room drinking a Bud Head. And he's like, yeah, we're going to let you go. It's like, oh, you know, what are you going to do? I knew it was coming, but not when I was in Vegas, you know.
Of course.
And then Puma comes back.
So this is, hold on. So Gibbs calls to let you know, thank you for everything you've done. If, you know, it's a business decision, they're moving on without you. Right. So you've been released and you're in the hotel room. And then Puma comes running back in right around the same time?
He comes in a little bit after, you know, and says he's down $1,000 after about 2 hours. So in the span of 2 hours, you know, Puma lost his wallet at the tables, and I lost my job. So it was a rough beginning to a weekend in Vegas, I'll tell you that.
Was this day one when you had first gotten there?
Yes. It was like
hour. This is hour one.
Yeah.
The first hour you're there, Matt, you got cut, and Puma, you dropped a G?
Yeah, actually it's 2 hours because we had to wait about an hour for Matthew to get his bags because he, of course, had to check bags for a two-day trip to Vegas. So.
Oh, of course. He's a famous NFL player.
Really?
He probably took like 6 going out shirts. He loves light at the Bellagio. That's his favorite.
Oh,
club.
Yeah, right.
That, and what's the other one? The Ghost Bar at Palms.
Yeah, you and Boots, not me. Not me.
Yeah, right, not you. All right, let's do a couple quick hitter games right here. I'm going to throw a game out. Puma, we're going to start with you. Quick picks. I don't have the spreads in front of me, but just throw them. I'm close on them, and Bowen, you're close as well. If you're betting money today and you're looking to win cheese, let's start with game number one. Big one in Tennessee, the Dolphins at Tennessee. What's the line in this thing? What's it like, a field goal?
Yeah, it's the Titans. Titans are laying 3.
Titans laying 3. Puma, who you got?
Wow, I would say it's going to be a push. Titans are going to win. It's going to be real close, maybe by a field goal, maybe by a little bit more. But if I had a gun to my head, I'd take Titans and Chris Johnson.
Why don't you just bet a push and then go hand them your money and then give it back to you with the VIG? You can walk away for a push day.
What kind of odds would you get on a push?
I don't know. You're just betting that 1 point. So, what, like 6-1 maybe to land on that 1 point?
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
Well, considering it's the fact that it's a spread, and think of it like this. Two of the games that have been played this last week, the Jaguars game and then that Montana-Villanova 1AA game, those two both landed right on the spread. What was it? Jags plus 4 and Montana plus 2. Both games ended right on that. So like, your odds can't be that big.
Yeah, that's true. What kind of gambling problem do you have that you know the spread on Montana and Villanova?
It's not a gambling problem. I live near Villanova, and I have a buddy that went to Montana. So, it's a football game. There was nothing else on Friday night.
That's true.
And, I was bracing for the huge storm. Bunning scared the shit regarding earlier in the day.
Keep talking, Joe. Keep talking.
Well, you called me up talking about how big this storm was going to be, so I got scared and, stayed in and watched the Grizz lose that game. But, all right, next game on the list. We already did San Diego. What's the big one here? Here's a big one for you. This is one the Sharps were all over early in the week. Arizona opened up at Detroit minus 10.5. The line has climbed to 13. Main reason for that, the wise guys got in the money early in the week. Kurt Warner and the Cardinals, always good coming off losses. This year, after three losses, 3-0. Warner's thrown, I think, 10 touchdowns to 0 interceptions in those three games. Who you got, Bowen, laying the 13? You got the Lions and Dante Culpepper?
Yeah, right. No, I'm taking the Cards. The Lions secondary has got to be the worst in the league. They have to be. They don't tackle. They don't make any plays in the football. I think this is a game that Warner throws for 300 and about 4 TDs. I'm taking the Cards and giving them the points.
Puma, you feel the same way?
No, I'm taking the points.
You're taking the points in the Lions?
Yeah, this is gonna. This reeks of a 35-7 type game, 35-10, and then Arizona pulls the starters, and Calvin Johnson goes off for about 280-yard touchdowns late. So I think the Lions are going to come through in garbage time and
backdoor cover
cover the spread.
Backdoor cover. Let's go to Puma. We'll stay with you. Let's go to the next game, one that's near and dear to your heart. You're a big fan. The Chicago Bears at the Baltimore Ravens. Do your Bears come through today, or is it the Ravens that hold on and keep moving towards the playoffs?
Nah, who cares? I don't know. I don't know. Baltimore will probably pound them.
Well, you live in Chicago, but you're not a Bears fan?
Oh, I hate the Bears.
No, why is that?
I don't know. I've never been a big fan of them. And if you live here, the more you hear, the locals just think that, they're the greatest team of all time. And now people are ready to jump off balconies. So it gets kind of annoying. I mean, I think they're really bad, bottom line. Cutler throws about 3 more picks, and Ravens win big going away.
Is there still talk in that town about Ditka and how great he was, or does no one talk about that anymore?
Oh, Ditka, still think it's 1985 here.
Mackie, would you concur on that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If anyone goes out and, Ditka's got a restaurant here in town, downtown, and every time someone goes to Ditka's, the only question you ever get is, you see the coach? You see the coach? That's all anyone cares about. And if you go to Ditka's and say you saw the coach, I mean – it's like people throw a parade for you that week.
Is he still the biggest sports name in that town, would you say?
Yeah, after Sammy.
So Sammy, Sosa 1, Dicka 2, Joaquin 3?
Yeah. Well, Felix Pye got traded. He was number 1.
Oh, man. I saw the Cubs just got rid of Milton Bradley. You guys see that? They traded him for the Mariners. Who would trade for that guy?
Carlos Silva, a pitcher, a former Philadelphia Philly.
You don't got anywhere to talk. You guys traded away Cliff Lee. The dumbest move in baseball history.
We acquired Roy Halladay. How bad is that move? You get rid of Lee, you get Halladay. That's not a bad move.
No, it's a bad move. You lose a left-hander, you guys are done. You guys aren't going back.
Just here. You guys are done.
You're a Cubs fan. You don't even know anything about the postseason. You know about Bartman, and you know about Soriano striking out. Those are the two things. Yeah. And onion rings. Those are the three things as a Cubs fan. That's all it is.
And old style heavies. That's it.
Pooh, you're a Yankees fan, right? So you just got a win. Congratulations on that. So you're a Yankees fan. In football, from what I hear, it's a Patriots fan. Man, this guy's got the life.
I'm a Saints fan this year.
Oh,
Saints the Colts.
Saints and Colts. They've been all right.
Huge Lakers fan.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jeez. Kobe's your guy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Whenever we play PlayStation, I'm the Lakers and he's the Cavs. So that's how it goes.
So LeBron fan too. Puma, you're not short of superstar talent. The team, I'll tell you that much. All right, let's wrap this thing up. I've had just about enough of listening to both of you and Dick get anything else here. Let's see, what other games can we predict? Let's move down the chart. Late game, Minnesota Vikings at Carolina Panthers. Matt Moore getting the start. Richard Marshall, questionable for this game. He's been an outstanding corner, not getting a lot of love down in Carolina. Bowen, who do you see winning this one? Does old friend pull it off in the Vikings advance, or does Carolina possibly pull an upset here?
I'm going with old friend. Old friend in the big contract. Vikings are given 9. I'm taking the Vikings in the points. I don't like Carolina. I just don't like them. I don't like their offense. They can't get the ball to Steve Smith down the field. I think to beat Minnesota, you got to score points, and I don't think they can score enough points. I'm taking Vikings 30, Panthers 17.
Puma, what do you got?
I agree with Matthew. Carolina, they're just – I'm not a big fan. They're kind of like the Utah Jazz and the Pacers and the Jaguars. They're just boring, and I think it's going to be 27-10 or something like that. Vikings are going to win.
That's a good way to put it. Anyone see I'm getting on the road in a few minutes to head down to Philadelphia through the snowstorm? San Francisco's in town. They moved the game to 4 o'clock. Anyone see San Francisco upsetting the Eagles today?
No way. Not in a short week. Not against that defense. And I don't think they have enough weapons on offense, Joe, to outscore Philly. And you hate to say that, but, that's what Philly's doing to teams right now. To the Giants, the game you were at last week. They could have scored 60. That offense is awesome right now.
Look what they did to the Bear when we were all sitting there hanging out.
Together.
Yeah. We all went to that game. Puma, how many beers would you say you had that day?
About 5 or 6.
5 or 6? Oh, my God. That's clearly a lie. It's clearly an egregious lie you're telling on live TV right now, live radio. 6 beers. I watch you drink 2 that you shotgun back-to-back before you even walked up to the tailgate.
I had a few. It was cold out here. We had to warm up.
All right. Well, you know what? Any last words here? Bowen, anything anyone should be watching for today before I sign this thing off and we get moving on with our lives?
No, the Bears not being able to run the football again. Watch for that.
Watch for the Bears not running the football. Puma, what's the one key to today? What should we be watching for?
Just watch. I think Chris Johnson's the guy you got to watch.
Chris Johnson versus Ricky Williams.
I think it's the best matchup of the day. Watching those two, you got to watch that game. Titans, Dolphins. Yeah. That's the game of the day.
That's where Lombardi is too, by the way. So he's down at that one. That's the one to watch. All right, Puma. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. And despite the poor Derek Ward advice, I'm so glad you were able to rally your team, make some savvy draft moves, and get yourself to 11-3 and in the semifinals. I apologize for really setting you back there.
That's all right. We overcame it. We're tough. We can do it.
Bowen, I should apologize to you, too. You're minority owner in this circus event of a fantasy team. So congratulations to that. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on. That does it for this edition of the Sunday Tailgate. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us babble. Enjoy the football today. We'll see you next Sunday.